From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Throughout South Florida, bars have been closed since mid-March. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports Miami karaoke hosts are bringing their events into the virtual realm, and hundreds of people are tuning in for some connection and catharsis.
The Wynwood Bar, Gramps, has been home to a weekly karaoke night since Ole Vargas first started hosting it there almost 8 years ago. It's called Let's Sing.
We've been there ever since. We wanted to be nomadic in the beginning, and really there was no reason to leave Gramps.
Until there was. And not just a reason, it's a mandate. With bars closed and Miami residents ordered to stay home to stop the spread of the coronavirus, Vargas needed to get creative to keep her event from going dark.
I'm gonna do the first song. And
now it's on Instagram Live at 9 p.m. on Mondays. Vargas says karaoke makes people feel connected.
We need that now, kind of more than ever, with everyone staying at home and in quarantine.
But darling, what can I do?
Jennifer Suarez has been singing at two different virtual karaoke parties hosted in Miami. Let's Sing, and another one called Karaoke Quarantina.
It's a moment that gives me peace and joy and definitely helps calm me, and I think that's something that everyone needs right now.
Research shows singing does make people feel happier and calmer. Suarez says virtual karaoke also helps her maintain a tiny bit of her routine. Before all this, she was a karaoke regular.
It's important, I think, to do things that keep your day-to-day similar to what it used to be, especially something that brings you joy.
The hosts say hundreds of people have been tuning in to Miami's virtual karaoke parties from all over the country. The Instagram performers have included a cat dancing to Fleetwood Mac, an 11-year-old boy, and a local drag queen.
Well, if I could stick my hand in my heart.
Tommy Strangi has played the drag character Shelly Novak at South Beach bars for decades. Now he's performing from his kitchen, singing into a can of baked beans.
It's a great way to get that cathartic joy out of your system, or that sadness or that anger or whatever you've got and you're holding it inside.
In other words, he says, it's a great way to get your yayas out. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.